Welcome back to Ravens Report. Ravens inside linebacker Darryl Smith joining us in studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you've had a huge impact right out of the gate here with the Ravens at an inside linebacker position that for 17 years was owned by a guy who's going to spend the rest of his career in the Hall of Fame. You don't seem at all affected by the size of that challenge. You fit right in. I think most of us are a little surprised at how seamless it went. Did you really anticipate this much success so quickly?
I mean, you never know. I mean, it was something that I knew about, you know, coming in and playing middle linebacker for the Ravens. You know, Ray was here. But it was never something that, you know, I really gave a whole lot of thought to. You know, it was like, okay, just go come in and do what you've been doing for the past few years and try to help this team win, you know.
You're not exactly new to success at a personal level. You're the all-time leading tackler in the Jags' history. Yet you were never on a playoff team in Jacksonville, and now you're with a team that is a perennial winner. So the talent, the only thing that changed was you changed cities. The talent is in every one of the 32 teams. But you've been with a perennial loser. Now you're with a perennial winner. Is it really a fine line? What separates the winning organizations from the losers?
Ooh, I mean, I don't know, man. If I had an answer, I would like to say.
We're on TV and we're talking about it.
Yeah, you know, I would like to say we would have won more games in Jacksonville, but I think just the way we do things here, everybody has their way of doing things in each, you know, organization. But the way we do things here and the way we work, how we go about it, the time that we put in meetings and learning, you know, how teams are trying to attack us, all of those things just come together, and the talent that's here, you know, we play together. The coaching is awesome, and you just gel and just come here, and it, the culture here.
Part of the culture is the connection the players have with each other. I want to take you back to the Cleveland Browns game when you had a golden opportunity, a deflected pass that was going to arrive in your hands, looked like an interception. That didn't happen, and what follows after, to me, shows just how well you've integrated on this team. Take a look and take a listen.
Now the fullback shifts to the up-back position. Whedon to throw, crossing pattern, intercepted! Oh. No! Dropped by Darryl Smith. Jimmy Smith had the coverage.
Hey, you got to work on them gimmies, man. You back there catching on them punts, man. We got to work on tip drills.
Is that when you know you really have fit into a new organization, when guys are giving you grief over those kind of moments in a fun way?
Yeah, we do that all the time, man, here. And, you know, that's another thing I love about being here. You know, guys, you know, we put in the work, but we know how to have fun with it too. You know what I mean? And it makes the job a lot easier.
The following week against the Houston Texans, you're trailing. Yeah. You're at home. Offense isn't clicking yet, and then you make the play that turns this game around. We're going to take you back to your interception off of Matt Schaub in the second quarter that puts the Ravens in front to stay. And what I want you to do, if you wouldn't mind, is walk us through the anatomy of a game-changing play as we take a look at this interception. Your first as a Raven, and your first pick six.
Oh, well, I guess right here, we had been getting pressure, pretty good pressure in Schaub's face beforehand, you know, there was a play that they've shown on film a few times. So, due to the pressure, and he had to get the ball out, you know, recognition of the play, was able to jump it, and luckily took it in for six.
It's a bang-bang play.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
But from
fast.
The snap, how quickly do you know, okay, I got a shot, and if I get this pick, how long until you know it's a pick six?
I mean, just from the formation, I know it's a possibility that they can run this play. And, you know, once I saw the release, I knew what it was. And just jumping it, and, you know, once you catch the ball, it's, you know, it was almost like a dream, man. It's, you know, everything is kind of slow motion, and I'm like, am I running fast enough, you know? And next thing you know, I'm in the end zone, so.
And the crowd lets you know you're close.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They let you know you're close. What the crowd doesn't understand is how much goes on, Darryl, between series, on the bench. We see you guys sometimes gathering. And it's not just pep talks. It's not just idle chit-chat. I want to give Ravens fans a chance to look and listen in to what's going on with you and Haloti Ngata, Arthur Jones, in between defensive series as you start to go over some of the adjustments that are available.
Hey, Art, but if you want to with that big gap, you can. It don't matter to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about it, bro?
I can hit it. Just let me know.
Just give you a take.
Yeah, just say, Art, hit it.
Take.
Okay.
How important is your leadership role as an inside linebacker to connect the dots for the front of the defense, the back of the defense, so the whole thing works in moments like that?
I mean, I think it's pretty important. You know, just ever since I've been in the league, just learning from guys that I played with in Jacksonville, Mike Peterson, a few other guys. You know, we just that midpoint. You know, we back up the line and line. You know, they sort of, if you will, kind of block for us so we can make plays. And then we also have a hand in the coverage. And we got to be on the same page in the back end as far as coverage go. So we got to make sure we're communicating all the time. You know what I'm saying? And because that's the biggest thing about playing the defense. You know, you always have a scheme, but, you know, everybody has to know, what we're doing, and we have to do it together.
This week you get some company, a former Jacksonville Jaguar teammate, Eugene Monroe, now part of the Ravens. What do you know that he will be bringing to this offense?
I've been with him in Jacksonville, and, you're getting a guy that's going to work his butt off, man. I mean, he is, we used to have to calm him down, you know, a little bit during the week. Like, hey, you got to save a little bit for the game. And, athletic guy, a smart guy, you know, and just can play the game.
So your Jacksonville family has grown and followed you to Baltimore, and now your personal family is growing in Baltimore after the Texans game. Your wife gives birth to your third child, daughter Avery. The good news is you now have a family of five. The bad news is with three kids, you can't play man-to-man press coverage anymore. It's all zone defense from here on out. How's it going?
It's going well. Mom and my daughter are doing fine. The biggest thing is getting the kids, you know, to understand why, you know, Avery can't talk yet and, you know, can't walk and play with them. So it's going fine, and they love her, and we're having a good time with it.
Well, it's great having you with the Ravens. Congratulations on the growing family, and with a little luck, at the end of the season, maybe you'll have your own Super Bowl ring to share and show with the kids.
I sure hope so.
Appreciate the visit.
All right, thank you.
Continued success, because your impact has been conspicuous, and that's a good thing when you talk about the Ravens defense. And you stay with us. Ravens Report returns right after this.